Good afternoon. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD, here when you need us. I'm Karen Morris. And today, live in the studio, I have got Corey Hall, a local musician here out of Panama City. And good afternoon again to you, Corey Hall. How are you doing?
Doing great. Wonderful to be here.
So, it looks like you've got an awesome event coming up on November 18th in Lynn Haven. Can you tell us basically what started this whole thing?
Well, I had a good friend of mine. I guess somebody had suggested that they wanted to put on some kind of roots event. And a good friend of mine just was like, well, the guy for that would be Corey Hall. And they hit me up and they got me in there talking about it and see what we could do and threw some ideas around. And we came up with the Roots at the Root. And I think it's great. I'd love for more music like this to be here in Panama City. I think there desperately needs to be, even though we are changing for the better, I will say that lately there has been a wider arms for different kinds of music and original artists especially, and that is wonderful. But I would love to see more, roots, bluegrass, blues. I'd like to see a place for that. And that's what this is going to be, hopefully. So we'll see how it goes.
Awesome. So who's headlining this event?
Well, this is actually this guy, Frank Lindemood, and we've become friends lately. And I'm so grateful to have met him and had the opportunity to play along with him and play some shows with him. And this guy, it's like you were digging in a garden and you found some stuff from 1930. And you're like, what's this? And you pop it in and it's just so authentic what he plays. He's got original songs, and he plays all the old classic traditionals, banjo and old steel guitar. Mm-hmm. And he is a wonderful player. I am so grateful to have met him and to be able to call him a friend now. So that's Frank Lindemood, and he is fantastic. So
awesome. And so you're going to be playing The Poor versus the Circuit Court. Mm. Can you tell us what this song is about and what the inspiration for writing this song was?
Well, this song, when I was younger, which I guess I'm still pretty young, but when I was younger, had a lot of troubles, got myself in some trouble, and I didn't feel like I did anything wrong, so to say. So this song was about what I was going through at the time. And what other people were going through at the time while I was experiencing it. So it's not too much of a story, but it was written during that time period. So that was it pretty much.
Well, if you are ready, you can take it away. This is The Poor versus the Circuit Court.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Left float down that country line. I said 2 miles left float down that country line. 2 miles left for two of the best. So they'll take our money and leave the rest, son. 2 miles left down that country line. He went down cause he did not have a dime. I said he went down cause he did not have a dime. I said he went down just to come back out with a worried face. Without a doubt, Lord, he went down. He did not have a dime. Said 3 years hard time. I said the judge came in and said 3 years hard judge spoke through the prosecution's mouth and said, we start with the poor and we take them all out, son. Judge came in and said, 3 years of hard time. On the bed and she cried. I said, all last night she sat on the bed and she cried. All last night she sat on that bed, she wouldn't tell nobody why. She hung that head, girl. All last night she sat on that bed and cried.
Awesome. And that was Corey Hall with The Poor versus the Circuit Court.